Children's Medical Services covers healthcare for nearly 60,000 Florida children, children with complex, often chronic medical needs. Right now, it's essentially a managed care program tied to state Medicaid rules.
And so we're very limited in the kind of services we can offer.
Dr. Jeffrey Brosco is a pediatrician at the University of Miami and deputy secretary for Children's Medical Services.
So if I gave you the example of asthma, right now I, as a physician, can get paid for seeing a child in my office. And if that child had to go to the emergency room, we can pay the emergency room doctors and the hospital. What we can't do, for example, is pay for someone to go into the home and look around and see, is it allergens that's causing it? Are there certain things in the home that we can fix?
Brosco is hopeful that there could be more flexibility coming to Children's Medical Services. The state is soliciting proposals from third-party vendors to run the program as a more value-based health plan. By paying an insurance company a certain amount per child each month, there would be different incentives to keep a kid healthy. Brosco says there could be more flexibility to pay for preventative services outside the doctor's office, like home repairs for asthma patients. The plan is to keep the same doctors and providers that currently participate in Children's Medical Services. Brosco also wants to expand how the state measures a child's quality of life.
Is he able to go to school? Is he happy? Are the parents able to go to work?
Brosco expects the changes in Children's Medical Services to begin in 2019. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.